Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
My mom's death was a blessing in disguise, you know, for me. I think if my mom was still alive, I'd still be living in Pimble. Mm. And I'd still be trying, chasing the dream. Mm. If it wasn't for her passing on, you know, I would have not been out of my comfort zone. Because there would have been certain things that she would have said, hey, don't do it.
Don't, yeah.
Don't go live by yourself in Santon. Don't do the thing. Mm. You know, so, yeah.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Enda Barmini, welcome to, ladies and gentlemen, it's another episode of Podcast and Chill. And today I am chilling with, can I call you, what are you? Are you the king or the queen of YouTube?
King or queen?
What should I call you?
Call me La Cisre. I don't want to put a title of king or queen, because then if you put yourself there, then people start
but
coming for
you. But
you're
fucking up the game. Like, I when am. When it comes to YouTube.
I am. I'm trying my best, but it is what it is.
Where did it all start for you? Like, the YouTube thing?
I think it started long ago. Oh, Vince, when did I start making videos? High school.
High school?
Yeah, high school.
You kidding?
Yeah.
Like, in Mondio?
Yeah, in Mondio.
Wow.
Even you researched me.
Yeah, I do okay. My work. I'm professional at times.
Okay, sometimes.
By the way, we ran like how many hours late?
You were 1 hour and 30 minutes late. Like, it's now running into my next meeting where...
Askies, you know. Man. There was so much traffic. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
I don't control traffic. I'm not God.
Yeah. So you started your first video in high school?
Yeah.
So when did you see, like, okay, this YouTube thing is going to be popping?
I've never saw myself...
Don't mind them. Yeah, as you were saying.
Oh, I started the YouTube thing when I was in high school, and then I was just like, okay, cool, like, is it lucrative? I was like, nah, and then I wasn't consistent on YouTube, and then I'd post like on social media and stuff.
What were you posting at the time?
I was posting like skits like in my bedroom, like what I'd do, like Valentine's Day, if you're single, I'd put the phone on the window. Like, my bedroom was like my hub. That was where I'd create a lot of content.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, and then one day, like, one video of mine went viral, the Exalt Dumio video. Yeah. And then from there, I just saw that, okay, cool, there's no turning back. Let's just go, you know.
But had you seen someone do what you were doing? Because YouTube is, like, very small in SA.
True. So I always looked up to the people in America. I've always, like, loved what they do. That was where I was mostly inspired to do all of those things. Because I've always wanted to be in the entertainment industry. Mm. I've always wanted to be an actor or a presenter. I've always wanted to be in front of the screen. Like, I even have my childhood friend, like, she knows that whenever you came to my house, like, I'd always say, oh my gosh, guys, we're going to Selma Tunzi, we're going to Chiyama Chiga, we do rehearsal choreographies and all those things, and like, when the day comes, we're like, where's the car, what's happening? Like, I'm like, no guys, it's coming. And then I've always had that vision of, like, I knew what I wanted.
Yeah. So the first video that you do that goes viral, yeah, are you then like, okay, cool, I'm gonna make this a career?
Yeah, because when the first video went viral, it just showed to me, because I've always went to auditions. Let me put it like this. I've always went to auditions. And I've
Which auditions did you go to?
Commercial, soapies. I was
Which
everywhere.
Soapies?
I went to Generation.
Generation?
I was an extra at Generation.
You lie!
I'm dead serious. I was an extra. I wanted to be Prince one time. In my head, I was like, mom must have a kid, and I must be the kid that was adopted. Like, I've always wanted to be in front of the screen. So when I got the nose, I was like, you know what? Actually, fuck this thing. I'm going to do my own thing. And when the video went viral, it was just a confirmation from God to say that, listen, dude, this is your path. This is your journey. Stick to this. And then from there, I took it to the stars.
So when you go viral now, when do you start taking it seriously?
I think I started taking it seriously when I got like street cred and public recognition. Like when I'd walk in the street, people would be like, oh, you that dude, you that XL Dumio dude. Which at the time it was cool. Like everyone was like, oh my gosh, XL Dumio dude. But it got irritating because now I was like, I'm not the XL Dumio dude. Like, I'm La Cizwe. Like, get it together. Like, that's my name. And that's when I started then trying to put the face with the name together. And then it was a mission, but I succeeded.
I mean, for me, it's amazing because I just recently got into this YouTube space. Yeah. And the numbers you get.
I mean, it's
you do, in one day, you do the numbers I do in a year.
But you're growing. And you're still a beginner. I will teach you. I'm the teacher. I'll teach you.
Yeah.
But with YouTube, it takes time. It takes patience. You know, one thing people see, they see my account, they see my channel, and they're like, oh my God, I want those channel, those numbers. And they do the YouTube, and then they get like 100 views, and they're like, oh no, I'm not a... Oh, they become inconsistent or demotivated because of the numbers they see. Instead of them saying, you know what, I'll stick it through. Because YouTube is a longevity game. You must stick it through, and you'll reap the benefits later. It's like this other merchandise. I don't want to mention their name because I'll be promoting them. Yeah. Where they tell you to join, and then you must sell their products. And then you sell their products,
and then
you join the Look at my friend. She's like, shady, but that's true because.
Don't mind about all that stuff. Don't worry.
Why did you take me to the ghetto?
This is Sandton. But this is the north. You've never been to the Sands?
No. I've been to the Sands, but it's not this ghetto. But anyway, so with that, only now they reap the benefits, those two guys, because now they've been in the game and they have the team and, you know. So it's the same with YouTube. Like, yeah. You have to be in the game for a long period of time for you to reap the benefits of it.
Are you making enough money on YouTube to live off it, or is it like petty cash for you?
I make enough money to pay the people that work for me.
Wow, just from YouTube?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of money, La Cizwe.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know. If I can pay my employees, pay my car, pay my house, and still be able to go
to
Sandton.
You got a house?
Not yet. I'm renting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's still in Sandton. So.
And what's your goal? Because I feel like you're going to be the first person to hit a million.
Subscribers.
Yeah.
From your mouth to God's ears. I really want to hit a million subscribers, and I will hit a million subscribers. But my goal is to, you know, I see a lot of students, like, they go to these film schools and...
Is this you being serious?
Yeah, no, I'm being serious. Right, cool. I'm trying to channel it, Jesus! I see a lot of students going to film school and studying their passion, but when you get to the school, it gets watered down, and then you get this degree that you want to be a producer, and you just sit home. Like, I come from a background where my university ticket got cancelled. You know, my mom passed on, and, I have a dad that's just, you know, my birth certificate is just, you know, there.
Yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't contribute anything. So, not by choice, but... by circumstance, I just had to fend for myself. You know, I literally have a matric certificate, and not the best matric certificate. Like, I have a 50% on English, 50% maths light.
Yeah, maths light.
Afrikaans, 28%.
Wow.
Like, you know, I'm not a smart kid. I had to literally grind and find out on, okay, cool, how do I do this? How do I do that? And then God gave me the abilities to say, you know what, my child, you won't go to university. You'll hire the people that went to university.
So you never went to varsity?
I've never set foot to varsity.
Wow.
I do not know what varsity is.
So your fame started when you were still in high school?
Yeah.
Wow, that's insane.
So when I was in matric, I entered a competition called the Coalition. And then from there...
What's that about, Collision?
So it was about all these creatives coming together, and you stand a chance to win 250,000 rand, and you have to come up with like music video ideas, graphics, pictures. Like, they give you weird challenges. And then from there...
And you went there as La Cizue, this La Cizue we know now, or you were doing something else?
I went as to La Cizue. Mm. And then I met a few people there. And then basically when I was there, I just... marketed myself and I said, hey guys, listen, this is what I do. Mm. And fortunately enough, it landed on the right ears. And from there, from that competition, because I got knocked out, and then 2017 got a call that, listen, we want you on MTV You Got Got. Mm. From the same production.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah. I saw you on MTV You Got
doing,
Got.
I was doing MTV You Got Got for two three seasons until I got my own show on MTV.
That's insane, yeah. Bro. And during all this time, your dad is nowhere, like, does he know of your success? What does he say?
He does know. Misha, can I get lip gloss? Do you have your lip gloss? Oh, sorry. Do you have it? Give my lip gloss. Hey, give it a little chain. Ask his.
Yeah, no, don't stress. Don't stress. Don't stress.
Is it what? A guy that has a mouth sperm.
Should we just get her a mic so she can be a part of the interview as well?
No, she should come through. That's my home girl. That's my girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your day one.
Day one. Yeah. Reality show star.
Yeah, yeah.
I put her on. My girl. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it just shows maybe I learned to understand my calling is that, you know, maybe I'm called to kind of help the people that are around me, you know, because my friend also... I said to her, because she was she studies at UNISA. My friend, my childhood best friend, she's still my best friend. She studies at UNISA, so you know, with UNISA, you part time, and then she just sits, you know. So I said, I am girl, Rasibeta, like, you know. Mm. I said, let me put you on my show. Mm. So, and you know, with that, me doing that, it's for me to. I've always been that person that always. Gives, you know. I've learned that because I've always asked myself, why don't people give me, you know. Yes, I've been given the show, but the show is not mine, it's our show.
So everything you have right now, yeah. No one has given it to you.
I had to fight for everything I have.
Wow.
Like, I really had
to. And you're so young, Lassie.
I know, it's crazy. Like, my mom's death was a blessing in disguise, you know, for me. I think if my mom was still alive, I'd still be living in Pimville, and I'd still be trying chasing the dream. Mm. If it wasn't for her passing on, you know, I would have not been out of my comfort zone, because there would have been certain things that she would have said, "Hey, don't go live by yourself in Sandton. Don't do the thing." Mm. You know, so yeah.
And your dad in all of this, has he seen your success?
He does see my success. I mean, my dad. I don't know what to say about my dad. You know, it's. It brings a lot of emotion when I speak about him, you know, because he is a man that, you know, has a lot of kids.
Mm.
And he's a man
that... Is he Venda?
No, he's Zulu. You know, a story about my dad. Yeah. My dad was a very generous man, you know. I got like 7 stepmothers.
Wow!
You know what I'm saying?
It's 10 bees.
It's 10 bees. It's 10 bees. So, yeah, like, it's just... Like... My relationship with him is, like, I try as much as possible to keep it as clean as possible, because the moment I think about him, you know, it becomes toxic. Like, I try by all means not to think negative about him or anything, because every time I think of him, I just be like, oh my God, this man, like, my mom had to raise me alone. This man wasn't there. This man was with other kids. This man was doing all of these things, you know. Like, it's just...
Do you think a part of that fuels you to be successful so one day he can call you and say, I'm proud of you?
I'm still waiting for that call. I'm still waiting for that call. I'm still waiting for him to call me and be like, I'm proud of you.
Mm.
You know, I think for me that would mean the world to me. That would... Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, growing up, we all need that. I think we all try to please our parents in some way, from without even realizing.
True, and I really like my dad. I really, to be honest, I really, really like him. Like, you know, there was a point in my life where I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to call him every day. I'm going to make it means to reach out. Mm. And I got so tired. I was like, oh my God, I'm checking on someone that doesn't want to check on me. Oh yeah. My God, get out of here. I'd rather check on my... I almost said my boyfriend. Plurals. I thought, I think, I didn't.
So who would you say has been like a father figure for you growing up?
My boyfriends.
For real?
Yeah. I always date older.
Yeah?
Because...
So would you say you have daddy issues?
See? See?
No, I'm just asking.
I think I do. Because I have my shit together. I'd never date someone my age.
Mm.
I can't date someone my age.
I'm not your type, ne?
You'll never be my type. You'll never. You're not my type. I'm not your type. Don't touch me.
What is your type, man?
My type is someone who has their shit together like me. Like, I've got my own place. I've got my car. I've got my businesses I run. I've got responsibilities.
Yeah.
I need someone who can kind of step up to the game. Or who can kind of say, not someone who will say, oh, I can add this to your life. Oh. Someone that maybe can say that, improve this, add this, and do that, and do that. Instead of someone like, oh my gosh, Lesizo has a car. Lesizo drives a BMW. No. I don't want you to be fazed by that. I want you to say, oh, you're driving a BMW. I can get you a Porsche.
Yeah.
Come
get
through,
you.
You know.
All right, cool. So, we in high school. The channel is popping.
Yeah.
When do you start, like, celebrities recognizing you and stuff?
I think celebrities started recognizing me, like, when the XL Dumio popped, you know, that's when everyone was like, okay, who's this kid? And I started associating myself, started being at cool places, and people were like, I like your videos.
Mm.
Oh, you're that boy. I love your videos.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'm doing something great.
Mm.
Let me continue at it. And then the You Got God pushed me also,
because oh, yes.
Now I was on TV. People were watching me. I was getting street cred, street recognition. And I was like, okay, cool. That means I need to continue what I'm doing.
But wasn't it crazy straight from high school into the industry?
It is. It was crazy because straight from high school, I went from a full fridge to an empty fridge. Because now my mom is dead now. You know, there's no one now. Everybody, the relatives are gone. Everybody's gone.
Mm.
Now it's literally like...
I'm sure they're back now.
Honey, you leave.
Yeah.
You leave my life, you leave. Don't come back. Like my... It's like my bum hole. It's an exit only. Well, sometimes it's exit only entry. Depends on the situation. But bum holes were meant to exit.
Yeah.
There's nothing that comes in. There's some hope, you know. So that's how I treat things. If you exit, you exit.
Yeah.
When you come back, it depends on how you come back.
Yeah.
If you're masculine and hot and got muscles, then you can come in.
And what's your relationship with Kanyimba? Because I believe she's your cousin or something. Oh, what is she?
Cousin?
I don't know. That's a masculine.
Where did you get your research from?
What is she?
She's my sister.
She's your sister?
Yes.
So same Blood father?
Sister. Yes.
You're kidding.
I'm being serious.
You got the same father?
Yeah.
Different mothers?
Yeah. I told you my daddy was...
Yeah.
My daddy was a generous man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And had you met her, like... Have you guys been...
I met her when I was in, like, grade 3, when she had, like, the Lamborghini, and it was all nine, and she came home, and she's like, hey, I'm Kanyimba. I'm like, oh, my God, that's my sister. Blah.
Yeah. Oh, and how's your relationship now?
My relationship with my sister is the most tightest thing I've ever had. You know, I think it's... Oh, you see, we have to wrap up.
All right, cool.
My assistant's like...
Yeah.
My relationship with Kanye is like... I think the best relationship I've ever discovered in my life, you know? I have my sister Zonke, who I've grown up with, and that's the sister I know, and I was actually programmed to know. And when I discovered Kanye as my sister and built my relationship with her, I think now we're 3 years into our relationship, and it has been like the best thing that has ever happened to my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's a great role model to look up to. She knows the industry.
She's a great role model to look up. I mean, she's been through the most. She's had her eras. She was the queen of bling. She became a TV presenter, talk show host, then became a mom.
Yeah.
And you know, like it's so great to see the evolution that she's becoming. And then
what happened with you and Sumizi? Because for me, you remind me of like a young Sumizi.
So what happened to Sumizi and I? I mean, when I came into the game, Sumizi was one of the people that I look up to. I don't even really looked up to. I still look up to him. So he was one of the people that reached out to me, and I saw him, and he saw me. It's like, oh my gosh, yes! Like, I'm just a guest. Like, oh my gosh, I love you too. And then we had that bond, we had that vibe, and from there we took it off. I was even on his reality show.
Yes,
one
yes.
episode I featured there. It was amazing. And then. When we had that drift, I asked, because one morning I called him and he didn't answer my calls.
Yeah.
I texted him, he didn't text back. And I was like, how? What's going on? And then I started calling, because now I'm friends with his friends.
Mm.
And I started calling and asking him, what's going on? And I'd ask around the streets and people were like, no, apparently I'm trying to associate myself with him so I can become him.
Oh.
Or, and then another apparently was, Tsumizi was upset that the headlines that I had lied about the house. Remember the Santon, that I bought a house in Santon, what a fish paste. So that was also the upsetting part because he kind of felt disappointed. So then I took it upon my own initiative to actually sit down with him and say, listen, dude, like, you know,
what's going on?
You know, what's going on? And I heard, and if I've offended you in any way, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, like, I really wish we could go back to the relationship we had and what we shared, because what we shared was really something special. Like, I've never had an industry father. I've never had someone who's gay that understands that I can call 11 p.m. at night and say, yo, so Mizi, listen, I'm going through this. Oh, my
one,
God,
two,
this
three.
Boy. I like this boy. I don't know what to do. And don't go for it. Because he'd advise me and say, oh, don't go for this boy. Don't go for this one. Really. And I'd take that advice. So now, all of a sudden, that's gone. So...
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you think you can ever rekindle the relationship?
I think after the conversation, I mean, we hugged it out and we were cool. I don't know if we will rekindle the relationship. I think with time, at the moment with time, time will tell.
Yeah.
If we're gonna rekindle. I mean, I'm cool with him, he's cool with me, we greet each other, but that's pretty much it.
You got a strong personality, man. How do you handle, like, the negativity on Twitter? Because people always dragging you and always having you, you know, on social media.
Twitter's a very dark place, eh? I'm a very emotional human being. I break down a lot. I cry a lot. When I cry, I go into a space, into a zone, where when I come out of that space of crying or whatever, I'm here to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
That's when I come out, I'm like, let's fuck it up.
Yeah. Well, what is the last thing that made you cry?
The last thing that made me cry? Oh my God. I was go-wishering because of this guy that... I love boys too much. Yeka! You see, my friend is like, yeka abafana. So this boy... I hate being in one-way street relationships where I have to do all the running around.
Mm.
Where I have to call you. I have to do all of those. Like, I hate it. So it got to a point where I got frustrated with myself and said, Lasizwe, why are you entertaining this guy that doesn't entertain you?
Is he famous, this guy?
No. Okay. I don't date famous people.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The only people I date... lawyers, doctors. Doctors.
Politicians. Wow.
Yeah, politicians.
You dated a politician? Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man. Listen, I wish we had more time to chat.
Yeah.
Are you going to come back?
I will. It depends, Max.
And I'll be on time. Don't worry. I'll be on
it
time.
It depends.
This time.
Like, you went on time. Now I'm late for my next meeting. But you're a great guy. You're a vibe.
Thank you, man. Let's I appreciate it. What is this? What is this?
No, we're vibing on a gay. I want to feel like your gay level. Like,
oh, okay. How is my gay level?
Yo, but you're manly. Hey, like, you're straight. Like, there's no gay here.
Do you get attracted to straight guys? Okay. All right.
I do.
Yeah.
I'd never date my type.
But listen, I need you back, bro. You got to come back. And hopefully it'll be long and I will be on time. Trust me. So you promise you're going to come back?
Sometimes.
Ne?
Sometimes.
Because, like I was telling you, I'm shocked that you agreed to the interview. Because you normally don't do interviews.
I don't do interviews at all.
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like my life is already out there.
Yeah.
And some interviews are the same thing all over again. Like,
yeah, but this is different, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I have to say everything. Like it's like if I go on a TV talk show, I have to say the same thing that I said on your show.
Yeah. But you're going to come back, ne?
Maybe.
Okay, sweet. Lassie, what are you doing in 2020? What's coming up? I know you're shooting the show right now.
Yeah, I'm shooting my show. I'm pregnant this year.
Okay.
Nice. I'm pregnant with money.
Okay.
That's what I'm pregnant
with. All right.
I want a lot of people watching this to be pregnant with money.
Yeah.
Be pregnant with prosperity. Be pregnant with wealth and wisdom. Because that's the baby I'm carrying this year.
Do you think you misunderstood?
Too much.
You reckon?
Yeah. I'm misunderstood and very intimidating.
Mm.
I got to love and leave you.
All right, cool.
I got to go.
Lasisa, thank you so much,
thank
man.
You.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Subscribe to my channel.
Back. Yes, yes.
No, not like
you need more subscribers.
I actually do.
I'm actually increasing the unemployment, no, decreasing the unemployment rate.
One subscriber at a time.
One subscriber at a time, because the more subscribers I get, that means the more revenue I get and the more people I get to employ, because there's more work, and then we create a safer and better economy for South Africa.
Thank you so much, Lasisa. Love you long time. Ne?
I love you too, my love. Sweet. No, I don't love you. Sometimes. I'm joking.
Sweet.
Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.